Hey everybody, and welcome to another installment of, well, frankly, whatever the hell this is. It's Valentine's Day, and if you're MGTOW, it means nothing to you. And it's interesting because I talked to my dad tonight, and I talked to one of my good friends, and explained to both of them that in the last, I don't know, 10 days or so, three different women have been kind of ramping up their, oh, hey, so how's it going? So we should go for a drink. And initially I couldn't figure out why. And then I realized it's because I'm a dumbass. And then I thought, well, they're putting more effort in because they're interested in me, which is complete horseshit. They're no more interested in me now than they were a month ago, with the exception of one who I wasn't talking to a month ago because I didn't know she existed. Anyway, what they're interested in is not being alone for Valentine's Day. Fuck me, I'm just a prop. Give a shit about me. If it's not me, it's somebody else. So it's not about me, it's about them and what they want. And one of them, the one I wasn't talking to until a month ago, and I haven't met her yet. It's one of those plenty of fish things. Damn it, Mr. President, not now, I'm busy. And so, anyway, a couple days ago, she sent me a text saying, "I really want to meet you, but I'm worried that you're going to think I'm fat." And I can't remember what my exact response was, but it wasn't, "Don't worry about it, I'm sure you're fine." Because I kind of felt like that's what she was looking for. And I realize now, I don't want to meet her. Because frankly, if she thinks that I'm not going to like her because she's too fat, then she's probably right. And even if I think to myself, well, she's not too fat, she's okay, it's only an extra 10 pounds, whatever, I don't really want to fuck somebody who's that worried about their body. It's no fun. It's really not. Because if after I fuck you, you're walking to the bathroom and you're like, "I don't want you to look at my fat because I'm so fat and Fatty McFatterson, fat, fat, fat." You know what? Basically, what you're telling me is, I don't have good taste. And as far as I'm concerned, if I'm fucking you, it's because I have good taste. So, ixnay on her, ixnay on the other chick, ixnay on the other chick too. And I gotta laugh because I posted a graphic of a cat in tears, and the caption was, "Dear ladies, if you don't have a man, please stop saying you're going to give up and get a cat. Because if no man wants you, don't subject a poor defenseless cat to that." And I just got a comment on my Facebook from a chick going, "You are cruel." Good, bitches. Good. Anyway, the whole point of this rant, and pardon me, I've got a cold, so I sound a little fucked up. I was reading an article about first dates and dating and who pays and when should people start splitting the bill, you know, like after they've established that they're a thing, but on special occasions, he still pays. And I was listening to the rationale of the women, which was fairly standard stuff, like the person that asks should pay, which is bullshit because how often do women ask? Almost never. Well, guys should pay because it's the right thing to do. to which I would reply, swallowing is the right thing to do, too, but I've never tried to subject anybody to that if they don't want to. And the guys tried to counter with, well, you know, the women are making just as much money as the men, and, you know, equality, yada, yada, yada. And I don't know if you've ever had one of those moments where you realize you're a fucking idiot, but I was thinking about this, and I realized, dear God, I'm a fucking idiot. Because at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter what the reasons are that the women give for not wanting to pay for the first, second, and third date and all the rest of that bullshit. And the reason it doesn't matter is because they ain't paying. They don't want to pay. Fuck equality. Fuck feminism. Fuck the new millennium. And all of the rest of that bullshit. They ain't paying. Period. That's the only thing that matters to them. So it's not even really a point worth arguing. Because they don't want to pay. And if you're not willing to pay, well, then they'll just date somebody else. I don't know if you're okay with that or not, but that's kind of the truth. Regardless of whatever shaming tactics they try to throw at you, they don't want to pay. And it just occurred to me, you know, I've heard loads of women say, oh, I love going to good restaurants. Or they'll tell you about this restaurant that they read about. Oh, this restaurant, you know, Gaston Le Poupées on 4th Street. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. It's supposed to be excellent. I read a review. That's a hint. When she says that, she really means you're supposed to take her to Gaston Le Poupées. Because you notice that when you walk by Gaston's on a Friday night, ain't a single woman in the place. And rarely, if ever, are there two women having dinner at Gaston's. And you know why? Because they'd have to split the bill, which means they'd have to pay. So women don't give a fuck about fancy restaurants and good food. What they give a fuck about is going to fancy restaurants and good food where somebody else is paying. Same damn thing with vacations. Because usually what they'll tell you is, oh, you know, I'd go on vacations, but it's so dangerous for a single woman to travel by herself. Really? Really? That kind of makes no sense. Because when you think about it, single women walk around by themselves all over the place all the time. So what's the difference between being single and living in New York and wandering around by yourself and going to L.A.? And wandering around by yourself. I don't really think there's a difference. So it's the same kind of thing. Don't believe the baffle gab. Don't believe the bullshit. Bottom line, they don't want to pay. Anyway, I got a cold. I'm going to play some Battlefield, and then I'm going to bed. See ya. Oh, and however you feel about Valentine's, feel about it, I think it's all bullshit. All right.